The Two Man Game Podcast is brought to you by Renaissance Insurance, Ryan Hicks.
What's up, guys? It's head coach of the Bears, Steve Smiley, and I'm honored to tell KFKA listeners all about my guy, Ryan Hicks, and Renaissance Insurance. Like basketball, there's plenty of players in the insurance game. So how do you choose the best one for you? For me, I look for character, passion, dedication, and like a star hooper, talent. Renaissance Insurance checks all the boxes and draws up the winning play every time. Let them find the perfect game plan for you. Call Ryan at 970-674-8825 or go to team-rig.com. Go Bears!
Welcome in to a special edition of the Two Man Game podcast presented by Renaissance Insurance. As always, we've got UNC head basketball coach Steve Smiley. I'm Brady Hull. We got the Smiley connection in the podcast studio, though.
Big bro is here. You know, Brady, I had a revelation this morning. You know, the last time I missed was because of Big Bro when we had the three-man pod with DG and Reed, right? So I was like, you know what? He's in town for an epic golf game, which we can talk about here in a second, too. But I was like, hey, let's just bring him in. I told him at like 7:42. I was like, bro, we got to go right. He's like, where are we going? It's like, to the podcast. So I was like, 3 minutes. Get, like, throw your slides on. Let's go.
And you're ready to rock and roll, man. We so got he's Matt confused. Smiley.
Big Matt.
Ready for it.
Yeah.
I got to say, Coach, your beard game's pretty good. You got a good beard.
When need be.
Yes, but Matt's got, like, the dream. This is the dream situation for every man. They see that and go, wow.
And this is yet another reason. We've got to upgrade to the video.
We got to get the video.
Because, like, the people, but there is a mystique to it. Like, how good is this guy's beard?
It's ridiculous.
He's not really on socials and things, so, like, you got to really search. But the beard is epic.
Matt, care to comment?
It's been with me a while now, so.
Well, I'm calling you. I got to get your information next year when assuming we have a season for Major League Baseball. I don't know if we will, but the lockout is, well, you're kind of busy with the basketball stuff. But we do the Dirty 30. We grow the beard out. We grow the hair out. And I don't have beard oil or anything like that, so we just let it go. So whenever we do that again, I gotta talk to Matt because,
we can exchange information.
Yeah. Because it gets to the point where it's like a month of I don't look presentable at all. So it's kind of scary.
Point.
Right. Yes. It's,
you know, you and Tanner, and it gets a little gnarly around here.
Well, Tanner kind of barely gets the whiskers. You know, he's still kind of going through those puberty stages and everything.
I'm not throwing him under the bus. Those are your guys' fights. Those are your fights.
Okay. So we got golf. You guys are, what's going on in the golf thing, man?
Listen,
is Matt a golfer? Matt, are you good at golf? I know the fishing thing, like you're basically a professional fisherman, but the golf thing, maybe not. Not there, or is there?
People ask me that all the time, and the reality of it is I golf once a year, once every other year, and it's usually with my brothers. So it could get a little ugly out there.
He's terrible.
Might be surprising. You never know.
Well, and Coach,
I'm bad.
We've heard, you tell me you're bad. I'm awful as well, so here we go. This is a fun, we could just do a golf podcast.
But this is built around three generations of Smileys, which, thank me later that we didn't bring Pops into this thing. So if Pops is sitting here,
get that going.
This would take 3 hours. Like, you'd miss your life. You'd literally miss the whole show if Pops is here. So Pops is rolling up. Big Bro, fires in Lake City where he's from, and so evacuation, so he's here, and then so you got him and I, and then the fourth in the foursome, Young Madden, and so Young Madden's coming.
And you said he's
here.
Getting into golf more and
he
more.
He is and so we're like, hey, let's just do a foursome. And then I came up with this crazy, you got to compete, right? Like, we're always competing, so like you and Tanner with the beards. Madden and I was going to say me and Madden. That's not like, that's sloppy.
Yeah, we can edit
Madden
that out.
Madden and I versus Pops and Big Bro. And the thing is this, Brady, is that Pops, he's a sandbagger. He's really good. Okay, now he's old, but he's really good. So he's the top-ranked golfer. I'm going to take the two slot. Madden's three. Big Bro Matt is clearly four. So it's like 1 and 4 versus 2 and 3 makes sense. We'll create some fake Pops or something, and then we're going to compete. And so I don't know how we're going to do the whole thing, but today was the day that worked out in Pops' schedule, and so we kind of built it around that. Now, this will be an afternoon golf. Now, with the weather coming in, potentially, I'm all for it. We need the rain anyway, so if it's raining, unless they hit that horn, we're playing through
the
rain.
You're going to go through no matter what.
Yeah, so like, is it 9? Is it 18? That's to be determined. I put us down for 9. But now I got, Young Madden said, well, let's push it. Let's push it. So I don't know what we're going to do.
We got to get a trophy for this thing. Something.
Yeah.
If this is going to be a regular thing, you got to consider a trophy.
The funny thing is, as we finished second in the Youth for Christ tournament.
We were getting listeners like, reaching out saying, by the way, legend of Steve Smiley is growing.
The scandalous email?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I met him.
Did you really?
Yeah, at the chamber.
Well, you set the record straight, too, by the way.
At the chamber tournament, he grabbed me. He's like, hey, I'm the guy with the email. I'm like, oh, what's up, dude? So I got a second-place trophy that we could re-gift for the second-place team, and I don't know what we would do for first, but I need to wrap my head around that.
You got to think about that.
Not to get too deep into the golf world, but shout-out GCC final leg of the Tuesday night. Like you're asking about Coach Lamb, right?
Yeah.
It's Coach Lamb. He's done, obviously. He's, like, deep into, you know, training camp, which he should be, and so he hasn't played in the last 3 weeks. So myself, Coach Lamb, and then his neighbor, who's a tremendous human being, Cody Ball. He's the third in our team. You can have teams of three and just rotate the players. Well, just to set it straight here, the last B flat, of course, Tuesday Night League. Oh, the first place, it says Steve Smiley and Cody Ball, but let's set that record straight. That was Cody Ball playing the best golf I've literally ever seen in my life. I was just stupefied. Like, it was unbelievable. Like, I mean, just that's all I'm gonna say.
And you were just kind of along for the ride. Yeah.
And it was the perfect set. It was the two man best ball with the pops. I get like nine pops all because I'm so bad. So maybe I can steal one or two holes. But like he played afterwards, we're eating dinner. You know, we're hanging out. Kitzman's there, and we're all having a good time. And it's a final night, and all these people, hey, congrats on winning tonight. I'm like, what? I was like, I shot a 98 nine holes. What do you mean winning? They're like, yeah, you guys won. But Cody Ball, big shout out.
Well, this is what was interesting. We got an email, Matt, from a listener, I believe, of the podcast. Yeah. That normally I get people that email me, hey, can you ask Coach this question about a player or your
strategy, philosophy,
or something like that? And this guy's like, hey, I hear Coach Smiley was the reason. No, it was the drive. It was a long drive, right?
It's a lot of issues. Not only that.
There were a lot of.
Longest drive and closest to pin.
Yes.
And it's the coach, but it wasn't me.
And this was the rumor that it was Coach Smiley that was the legend of this. And then, of course, I text Coach. I'm like, hey, wow, congrats. Sounds like you're really doing great. And
I was like, what?
And you're like,
I had no idea.
Yeah.
So it was Brett Clofield. You know, it was almost a fireable offense, you know, on my staff. So I debated it. But when he got back from Texas, I was like, Clope, we got real issues, man. And it was my office suite mate, Coach Clayton Sikorsky, the infamous golf coach, who's like, him and Clope are so, they're so good. So they hit the longest drive and the closest to pin. And then to be facetious, they put down Coach Smiley, you know, because like when you hit him, they got that little pin thing. And so everyone thought I hit all of them.
Yeah,
like, what
that was the rumor. That it was like a pretty big scandal throughout Northern Colorado.
I can't even keep the thing in the fairway. Like I got real issues. I got a slice right now that is like, I mean, it's a real issue. So like to think I could control it or to hit distance, not happening.
Matt, how about you on the golf game?
Oh,
like.
Oof.
So with me, when Coach tells me he's bad, I'm one of those people that hear someone say they're bad at golf, and I go, okay, that's what most good golfers say. But Coach has obviously said, you know, been pretty honest about it.
I'm a legit 23 handicap.
I
get the ball in the air. I can play, but like, yeah.
For me, it's like half the time, I'm just happy if I can get the ball from the tee into the air. That's great for me. That means a good game of golf for me. Where does your game sit?
Yeah, a little bit similar. Not even quite sure how handicaps work or what they are.
No idea.
I'll say this every time I do golf with my brother. I'm usually pretty phenomenal like the first three or four holes to the point where he's getting frustrated. You know, he's down a little bit, you know, and then somewhere around hole five or six, you know, I'll be honest, it just falls apart.
Well, at least you get a couple, though.
He's a good hand-eye guy, right? He's a quarterback, and he's an elite fish. So, like, there are some translatable skills, but the mental game. It's like, have you watched Will Ferrell in The Hawk?
No.
What are we doing?
What is this one?
It's brand new Netflix. I thought it was a movie, but it's a show.
It's a golf thing?
He's like this old golfer, and he won three majors, and he choked at the U.S. Open, and he fell apart. He went to the Corn Ferry, and his son is now an upcoming like golfer. And now I love Will Ferrell to set the record straight. However, there's some Will Ferrell that can get a little bit too corny for me, and when it's a show, I'm like, I don't know if I can handle 10 episodes. But lo and behold, it's really good, in my opinion. A lot of people say, nah, like it's not. I think it's really good. I actually just finished it this morning, but he's like the world's greatest golfer. And Luke Wilson is the nemesis. Mm. Molly Shannon of Saturday Night Live lore is like his estranged wife. It's really good. And there's like some professional golfers that have some cameos. I think it's good.
I'll have to check. You said it's on Netflix?
Yeah.
I'll have to check it out.
Top 10 in the world right now, so just check it out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well,
it's cool to have the Smiley connection in here because, again, both – both kind of went on different journeys.
That's right.
You know, Coach, obviously a Division I basketball coach, and Matt, again, we hear about the legend of the fishing side of things. I'm just curious to know, you say quarterback, so both you guys obviously very athletic throughout high school. When did, you know, Coach Smiley, your path started taking you obviously more toward basketball because you played basketball. When did you start to deviate off of the football, basketball, that side of sports, and then you find yourself in the mountains and you become like basically a professional fisherman?
Right. Well, honestly, it started, played college football at Western State in Gunnison. Okay. So going to school there, you know, obviously surrounded by, especially at the time, world-class fishing, and kind of just where the real intro came. So as soon as my final year of football was over, finally had my falls back and things like that, it just kind of, me and my buddies, we just started fishing kind of all the time, whenever we had the time, and just kind of fell into it that way. So strangely, athletics led me to that, because it led me to Gunnison, Colorado, and just kind of went from there. So yeah, real interesting how the paths forked after college sports.
Now, when you're, Coach, I think I've asked you this before, during your playing days, did you ever think in the back of your mind that, hey, I want to be a coach someday once my playing days are over?
I actually did not want to be a coach.
No, that wasn't a thing. Okay.
I had no interest, but like it was probably, you know, our dad was our high school coach. He started when you were senior in high school?
Yeah.
Was his first year, I think. And so if my whole 4 years, Pops, let's call him Pops. Pops was my coach, but he got the job when Matt was a senior, right? And so he'd been coaching youth stuff and everything before that. But so I'm sure the coaching was in me in some piece. And then the Don Meyer, you know, you get Don, 5 years of Don Meyer. But I had no interest in doing it. So, like, the coaching side of things, no. When I tried to go play overseas and had a fallback plan to get my master's down in Texas, it was to get my MBA to get into business. And so, like, that was the whole thing. I didn't know what I was going to do with business. But having the summer before I went to Laredo, Texas, right, I called Coach Meyer, the great Don Meyer, UNC alum. And I was like, Coach, hey, listen, like, can you call this coach down here in Laredo? I don't know anything about this program. It's the second year program, the Texas A&M International University Dust Devils, right, of the Red River Athletic Conference, NAIA D2. And I was like, can you call T. Felly? Probably already has some guys, but if you need some free help, I'm down here living on campus. Love to help out, whatever. And he called Tarvish. And so now Tarvish is one of my best friends. He's an assistant at Xavier now, right, for Patino. So he called T. Felly. He's like, hey, I got this guy, this young guy that's coming down there. Do you have any use for him? You know, like a free GA. It's not a GA because there's no money in it, but like a free GA. He's going down there to get his master's. He's like, I have one part-time assistant. Yes, I will take a Don Meyer guy for free. Yes, please. And it was the greatest break for me because I went down there. It's like, all right, T. Felly, like, who does the workouts? He's like, you do. I was like, oh, great. Who's doing the scout? All that T. Felt really wanted to focus on was the strategy, team stuff, practice stuff, and recruiting. And so myself and then Hecky Noyola, a big shout out to Big Hecky, one of my best friends. He was the leading scorer in the state of Texas in senior high school from Laredo, Texas. Number two was Rashard Lewis, but that was our staff. And so I went down there, and about 2 weeks into it, Brady, I was like, dude, I do not want to get into business. I need to be coaching. This is my path. Like, I need to be on the court with these guys, and just having that random intro. And so bang, through the Masters. It was a one-year program. And so I got done the following summer. And then Paul Saylor, who's the head coach in North Dakota, was my assistant at Northern State, got his first head coaching job at Black Hills State. He was an assistant at CU for the Buffs. This is all tied together.
Yeah.
But he got the Black Hills State job, and he had this great assistant job for $7,000. You're right. $7,000. He's like, hey, what do you think? And I was like, yeah, let's do it.
Pretty
so
good.
Next, you know, I'm in Spearfish rocking and rolling with Big Paul Sather. So yeah, it was awesome.
I love that story too. And Matt, when you're playing, is that something that crossed your mind? Were you ever interested in the coaching side of things?
You know, it's funny you ask that because, you know, as I wrapped up my college career, one of the discussions I had, like, with my head coach at the time, you know, obviously is, you know, would you be interested to come back doing some GA stuff or things like that? And honestly, it was interesting, intriguing. I didn't know what I wanted to do. I had a biochemistry degree. I had no idea what I was going to do with that. But kind of my draw for hunting and fishing, and the fact that for the last, call it 8-10 years, I'd never had a free fall or a free summer where I could actually get as deep into it as I wanted to. I was like, man, I just want to see what it's like to not have all those time commitments associated with athletics. And you'd be right back in it, even worse, as you know now, with coaching. You think it's bad as a player. See how much time these guys put in.
Yeah, nonstop.
And that's just, I just kind of was like, I need to check out this hunting and fishing thing. And kind of went that way. And as you know, like, pretty hard to look back once you get deep into that. I mean, you either get into it pretty quick or you don't. It's kind of my feeling. So just didn't work out that way, but it worked out good for my path. So
yeah, and well, obviously growing up, you know, you two extremely athletic. What's the year difference between the two of you?
In school, so I was a freshman and he was a senior.
When you were a senior, okay.
2.5 years. Okay. So sometimes he's 2 years older than me, sometimes he's 3 years older. Depends on the birthday.
Depends on the day,
right? Which I believe is.
I'm 2 years older for one more day.
Rapidly, yeah.
That's coming up.
Yeah, I believe it's tomorrow if my math is
happy,
today, the 13th.
It is.
It's tomorrow.
Yes, sir. Well, happy early birthday, my friend.
I'm 30 now, again.
Now if you caught the real line, he said degree in biochemistry.
Yeah.
This is a brainiac guy. Now, the crazy thing is, you know how smart Coach Linder is, right? He's like considered the smartest offensive coach in all of college basketball. I'll put that out there. I'll stamp that. These yahoos were roommates. So you got a biochemistry guy and like this mad scientist of a basketball guy living in a dorm room together. Can you imagine that?
Oh, yeah. Conversations I would probably not be allowed to sit in. Or I wouldn't understand what was happening.
Well, Leonard Pryor, I wish we could put him on like just a quick speaker phone. But like, who knows what he's doing right now. But like, you know, Leonard's drawing up plays and he's time flies, man. Like, who knows? He's solving chemical equations.
That's where it all started.
Strange, man. Like, hey, when you're in Gunnyville back in the day, it's a small town. It's not as small anymore. But like, you're up there, you know, what, about 12,000 feet in the air and it's probably minus 30. You got to get into some weird stuff.
Matt, for you, was it, and I don't want to say like burnout in sports, but there are a lot of people that are just diehard in sports for a long time. Obviously, to play any level of college sports, you have to be pretty darn good at it. And it also has to be a major part of your life. Was that kind of, you hit that point where you're saying, hey, I want to try other things? Or did you still kind of love the game, but it was just maybe your love of that freedom and to try the fishing thing, the hunting thing, kind of beat out the love for the sports side of things?
Yeah. I wouldn't say it was burnout, but just when you've committed, you know, call it 12, 14, 15 years to just sports. And if you have other things on your mind, then it's like, you know, maybe you need to change that up, or you just stay stuck in that, and which could be great too. But to get really good at anything, or you got to put a lot of time into it, as you know. So, I just my draw for hunting, fishing, and the outdoors, especially living up in Gunnison, you know, just kind of became too much to ignore, I guess, more than being burned out on sports.
It's kind of the love for that life kind of just beat
still,
out, though.
Yeah, still absolutely love college football. One of my favorite things to go watch, to follow. Obviously, college basketball with my brother really has me hooked. So never really burned out on the sport, but just, you know, the need to put time into something else and see what that can become. It kind of led me that way. So
for you, you know, how cool is it on, you know, because Coach Smiley in this pocket, when you're not here, he talks about you, brags about you, the fishing side of things.
Right.
And it, you know, it is it with your trip last week, it was really just to hear about that too.
Yeah.
But from your, you know, point of view, how cool is it to see, you know, Coach Smiley gets on the assistant job here at UNC a few years ago and then ultimately takes over as the head coach?
Oh man, it's been awesome. Just, you know, following his path and his career, it's just one of the most enjoyable things to watch. And just like today, just getting sucked into his world when it happens is completely awesome. Just really fun to watch and just learn more about what he does. I'll be honest, you know, I never had any clue what goes into being a D1 head coach until I started hanging out the last couple of years when I had some time coming down, seeing some games and him dragging me to a practice or to a film session. And then he comes home and then he pulls out his computer and starts cutting film for 3 more hours. I mean, it never stops, man. It'll go till midnight and then he's up at 5 a.m. doing it again. And I think everybody thinks, man, greatest job ever. And I'm sure it's one of them, but, man, and I know through Linder too that the hours these guys put in is just you got to be fully committed, and these guys definitely are. So it's fun to get drug into that world and kind of witness it. I don't think most people have a clue what really goes into it. They just, you know, see the game on TV and boy, that guy's got the greatest job ever. And,
yep.
You know, it's like, well, you know, he also works 20 hours a day.
Yeah, 100%.
Well, it's like you know, you're a savant of this stuff, right? So like, who is it? Is it Gladwell? It's 10,000 hours.
Yeah.
Whether you're fishing, coaching, podcasting, like the hour, you can't fake the reps, right? And it's like the Malcolm Gladwell, what book was that? is it outliers? I think it's outliers. But regardless, the 10,000-hour rule, I really believe in that. You know, it didn't have to be exactly that, but like you can't fake the harvest, man. Like you got to put time in, and whether you know, like when you get up on the radio, right? Like you got to have your stuff together. When I walk in front of the guys and we have a practice, like we have to have the plan together, right? Like so, it's just when I come up there and say, "Hey, bro," like, I need to go catch a fish. He's got to have his stuff together, right? Because I'm not a very good fisherman. So
yeah,
like,
you're along for that, Ryan.
Yeah,
he's under the pressure to make sure everything's right.
He's got to give me a fish,
absolutely.
Right? Yeah. So it's no matter what your walk in life is, right? And it could be a million things, but like the time you invest into it, you got to put time in, especially in competitive environments, right?
Well, and now Matt, you're doing the podcast thing here. You know, we've always wanted to have a weekend outdoorsy kind of show here on the station.
There
so maybe yeah. we'll chat about that. Yeah. You know, something to think about down the road.
Yeah. Something. Who knows?
Yeah, you made your appearance here, and then that leads to the next big thing. So we'll see.
He's got a face for radio.
Yeah, that's right.
How long have you had the beard?
Oh, boy. It's been, I was about that the other day, it's been going about 9-10 years now. So, somewhere around 2017.
He's taking that 10,000 hours too deep into the beard world.
Yeah, yeah. I just was never allowed to have one back in my married days. And then when I wasn't married anymore, I was like, I'm going to try this beard. And it's kind of stuck with me ever since.
Never looked back. It's part of you now. Like, that kind of beard is part of you.
This
like,
is
that's
James
one.
Harden-esque. This
oh,
is
yes,
James Harden-esque.
100%,
yeah,
man.
That's
you have to
be
proud of that thing.
It would be hard to cut at this point.
Yeah.
But,
I would just say never do that. Don't do that. You know, you're living a dream for most people that want that beard or want that beard and can't grow that beard. So keep living that dream, man.
You can do it.
I do think, Coach Smiley, if you were to let something go, you got the thickness there, so
I could.
You might be able to find something
phases.
Like that.
I mean, I might trim this off today. Who knows, right? Yeah. Like it's gone for a little while, but yeah. I mean, who knows?
You know, it's funny. I've said it when he gets to this stage. I'm like, you can do it.
Yeah.
It's right there.
Oh, you're almost there.
You're 3 months away from this, 4 months away from this, but it never gets that far.
No.
Do you ever do any, Coach Smiley, do you ever do anything with the beard, facial hair, like, hey, I'm not shaving until we do this?
No.
Has that never been a sports thing? Nothing like that?
No, I never really had a beard, and it's kind of grew out a little bit. I kind of like this, and it grew a little further. And when I know it's time to like chop it, is like I get these strays. There's just strays everywhere, and like with my haircut guy, and he's tremendous. Like, but he charged about $10 more for a beard trim. Like, I don't want to invest that $10 for the trimmage. You know what I mean? I just shave it off.
Yeah, yeah. That's the easiest way to do it. Yeah,
just shave it off. So
well, and that
keeps it fresh.
My wife gives me a hard time because I used to do a thing back during March Madness, and I'd compete with people here at the station. If I lost, I'd shave it all off, and we would
intense.
Have barber come in and. And the wife's like, okay, the beard I can live with, but when you just go, you know, you shave it off for a while, it's interesting. It does save money on haircuts, though.
You've thrown that gimmick away for the hot dogs, right?
No, that was the last. That was the last.
One time.
That was a one-time deal. Yeah, hot dog eating contest, Matt, was not good. Not good. Coach was building me up, you know, it was basically this great athletic competition.
I thought six would win it, right? You got to what, four?
Four and a half. I did get to four and a half.
I heard about this.
Yeah, 4.5.
Yeah. And I think six won it.
Yeah. Well, and to be fair, and even Big City Roadhouse will admit, the buns were like really nice. They were great. If you're just sitting down eating hot dogs for dinner, they're perfect. But for a smash contest like that, they were too thick. Just too much going on those buns.
Four and a half dogs. Let's talk the Bears real quick.
Yeah, so I do want to say this, too.
Enough fishing. Let's talk Bears.
Quick update. We will be out next week.
Good segue.
For practice. What is that, Tuesday? I'm going to be setting up shop for the whole show. It would be fun to see. You know, we're just kind of get to know the players.
Yes.
Bank of Colorado, of course, helping us with this sponsorship deal coming out
awesome.
There. Just to learn more about, because you got a lot of new faces.
Yeah.
And I know we're not particularly close to the season, but you have some big things coming up in August.
Well, yeah.
So this gives us a good chance to get to know your team.
Yeah, and that's a great segue. That's why we're doing practice. Like, everyone's like, why are you practicing right now? 8 weeks in the summer, we've already tapped that out, but we are doing a foreign trip to Puerto Rico. So our guys, today is what, the 13th? Big Bro's birthday is the 14th, so it's the 13th. Guys flying the 16th. Multiple guys are already here right now. But they got to be there 16th, first team meeting back, and then 17, 18, 19, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we're going to practice. Foreign trip practices to fly to Puerto Rico on Thursday to play two professional teams Friday and Saturday to fly home Sunday. This will be shorter than a traditional Big Sky road trip. So this is like bam, bam, bam. But it does give us three more practices. And then even like the one guy that wasn't here all summer, Campbell Blogg, because he was in Australia, he's here now. And so now it gives us more time to work with these guys. And so, yeah, I'm super excited. And, it, you know, again, like we've got a better idea than we did before the 8 weeks, but we've got a lot of work to do. We got to figure a lot of things out. And to be honest, like even, you know, using Campbell as an example, we believe he's going to be really good for us, right? And so, but man, we got to catch him up. It's almost like Ibu last year, Yamazaki.
Yeah.
Ibu got up here for 3 days in the summertime in June and then had to report back home to the Japanese national team. We didn't have him all summer, which is fine. But we expected Ibu to be a big piece of what we do, and he did. He started every game. So Ibu met us in Lisbon, Portugal, after his Japanese national team duties were over. So we met in the baggage claim in the Lisbon airport for our foreign trip. That was always planned, that foreign trip. This thing kind of popped up out of nowhere in a good way. Got an opportunity to do it, this Puerto Rican trip. So anyways, to get a guy like Campbell, he's not going to be caught up. But like if we're here, I know we don't have no video, but if we're here and Campbell blogs here, by the end of these practices, he'll at least be here, right? I don't know how to explain that. And since people are saying, what's Smiley talking about? But like we're closing the gap of where he is and where we are, right? So that's a good thing. And just like, man, we got, whether it's the six returners or the eight new guys, everyone's in these new roles, right? It's not this old team where Brock knows what this is and Zach knows what, you know what I mean? Like this, those days are over. So we've got to catch things up, and this team is super exciting and talented. But like, we got to catch these things up to really kind of, you know, catapult us into the fall so that we're ready to rock and roll when the season starts.
Quick question, Coach. You mentioned it with the summer practices. You exhausted those, but yeah. How does that work?
Yeah,
you're given extra practices.
If you do a foreign trip, you're allowed 10 official practices. You're actually allowed even more time. Again, we're only practicing three times. I didn't want to overdo it. Like some coaches, shoot, let's use all 10. Hey, these guys need some rest, man. So they've been gone for 3 weeks, and they're just starting to trickle back in. But, you know, Caden Rayfield's already back. Egan's back. Delano's back. Zach Block, who's not on our team, to be clear. But Zach's been up here all summer training because he goes to England early next week. So Zach's been around working out with some of these guys. Blogs here. So they're all starting to trickle back in here, right? Arik's been here all summer. He just went back to South Dakota to see his mom for a little bit. But by Sunday, we'll have a full team here. And to me, I'm like, why not, you know? And getting this gifted to us, getting this opportunity where we don't have the money for this stuff, but to have a group that came in and say, hey, we're going to help you guys out. What a tremendous opportunity to get the guys back, get settled in, get the young guys moved back into their dorms. And this, you know, like there's still first-year things we got to do.
Yeah.
Make sure everything's good with their stipends, their scholarships, and their classes. And, you know, like we can still get all that done Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, be in a really good spot, get this practicing, get them lifting again, whatever. And then, boom, get on a plane. And then 3 days together, I mean, and we're living in like it's at the Jump facility, which J.J. Barea, like he is the Puerto Rican legend. It's at his facility. We're one of the first teams to ever do this. And so we're not staying in like the five-star Hilton Grand Chateau. Like, no, we're staying at this facility. And we're going to be bonding no matter what. Now, the alarm is the, I don't know if you saw this in the world news, but Puerto Rico's on water rations
right
now. Yeah,
we were just talking about that. Yeah.
That's a concern.
Yeah.
You know, the rolling 48-hour water drought stoppage. I don't know what that means. And I said, Coach Collins, figure this out.
Yeah.
I delegated that one back down to Colin. But regardless, yeah, I mean, it's going to be a great opportunity. And these teams we're going to play, I don't really know that well. But I do know the second game is against the Mets. The Mets are in their professional league. Last year, I believe DeMarcus Cousins was on the Mets.
Mm.
There are real NBA guys, and this is a really good league. I don't know who's going to be on these teams, but I think we'll get some good challenges. We might get beat by 20 or win by 15. Who knows? I really don't care. But to get our guys to play live games in front of some other people, tremendous opportunity.
Is that, you said, there's obviously going to be a lot of bonding here. Is that kind of the most important? Like, the score doesn't really matter.
Oh,
it's the bonding. It's the lead up to it. It's just to kind of see how guys respond in a different environment.
First time to leave campus with these guys, right? First time on a flight with these guys. No direct from Denver to San Juan, you know, within our budget. We are flying commercial, to be clear. So we had layover in Atlanta, like just hanging out in the airport. You know, the guys, you learn so much about them. And then, yeah, we'll go. We'll rip over to the beach after practice. We're going to take the guys to a couple team meals. We're going to have every other meal on site at the facility. So we're going to be around each other a lot, which is a good thing. By the time we get back Sunday at like 2 o'clock to Greeley, I'm sure the guys will be like, okay, I need to get away from these guys for a day. And then we hit the ground running academically on Monday. Slow roll in the fall, you know, kind of strategy. But we feel like we'll be ahead of the curve.
No, I'm excited to hear more about that. And then you're going to have to give me a cheat sheet for next week, by the way, yeah. when we start interviewing some of these players. Because the whole point of this is you have so many new faces.
Yeah.
We want to get to know those guys, and we're excited to hopefully interview a few of those guys.
We're going to make it happen. Absolutely. And as I've told you, you know, Goofy Quinn Danker's coming back to town, man.
He might see if he'll co-host this thing with me.
He will. It'll be non-negotiable.
Yeah, that'd be easy.
I actually texted him last night, and shout out to the new ice cream place in downtown Greeley, Edison's. Have you heard of it?
I haven't.
Oh, it's a thing.
Pretty legit.
It is. And the goofy thing is, I think, and maybe I'm wrong, but I think every item on there is gluten-free, and most are dairy-free. Quinn is a nut job about his health, which is great. He loves gluten-free. He got Zach into it, so I had to send him this picture. I'm like, man, you've been gone so long, you don't even know about this place. And I just sent him a picture of the menu. And he wrote back, he's like, Coach, Edison's, trust me, I know. So he's coming back. His G League stuff won't start till a little bit later than these European guys. So he's coming back to hang out. And he'll talk to the team on Tuesday at some point in time, too. Like, we got to jam all this stuff in, which is great. But he's coming back, so it'll be good.
Yeah, it'll be fun to catch up with him and more players on this roster as well. I believe, too, on the Brock Wisney thing, he's leaving for Spain here pretty quickly, isn't he?
Well, on my brother's birthday, on the 14th.
So he's leaving tomorrow.
So he actually is coming up about 9:30 today to say bye one more time. So, obviously, his life's been disrupted and distracted. And unless things have changed in the last 12 hours— He told me he's going to get on that plane, even though there's an opportunity, right, for him to get his fifth year and stay. And by all intents and purposes, he wouldn't stay here, but to go somewhere and play at a P4 school and chase a national championship, and which he has every right to do that. But I think he's going to get on that plane to Spain. And I've talked to him probably every 3 days just to see what's new. This rule. It is obviously the Wisney versus NCAA case, but
yeah.
As of 12 to 24 hours ago, his intensive purpose was to drive up to Greeley today, say bye to us, and then get on that plane. So unless things have changed, that's my understanding.
Yeah. Well, we've even had listeners saying, hey, what, we got to get Brock on to talk about all this stuff. Well, we've tried, and Brock just basically is nice as he is. You know, he's like,
he probably can't, right? Yeah,
NDAs, can't talk about
it. Yeah,
yeah. Been advised.
Yeah.
And so it'd be weird if I just bring him on and not talk about this big issue. Yeah. I think it'd be strange.
Ask about fishing and golfing.
Yeah, just do that. Yeah. Matt, do you follow, like, the cool thing for me on these podcasts, I love the sports side of it, but then seeing the crazy business side of what's happening in college, to be able to have Coach Smiley pick his brain about what's going on, his thoughts, has been a luxury for me. It's been follow that stuff and then go, man, how's little bro handling all this stuff?
Absolutely. And I follow the college football in real closely, and a lot of buddies that do. And in fact, it was hilarious this week. Ohio Josh, a huge Ohio State Buckeye fan. He's like, man, all this stuff and the 5-for-5 ruling out of Colorado and this and that. You know, now we're getting this tackle back and whatever. And I'm like, you know, the name guy in that lawsuit played for my brother last year. He's like, what? Like, no idea about it. And I don't pick Steve's brain enough about the stuff. He doesn't have time to dash all that out with me that often. But
not sure how well I understand it.
To see it from both sides and how that ruling affects college football and just it's wild how small of a world it is.
Oh, yeah.
But that whole thing is so crazy. I think it's just wild to follow.
Well, I always kind of reminisce with Coach about this. Basically, when I got to know Coach, he was just about to take over as the head coach of UNC. From the time he became a Division I coach, everything changed in college sports. He took over during COVID, and from that point on, there was like a new rule change every year, multiple rule changes every year since he took over. So it's been a crazy ride for you.
Been wild, man.
Yeah,
been wild.
It's been interesting. So. That's part of the reason we love doing this podcast too. Yeah. So Matt, I'll give you my contact information when we talk about the new fishing show coming up on Saturday mornings, probably.
Saturday and fishing,
guys. Coach, are we missing anything else? We want to let you go so you can get ready to get some practice swings in.
Yeah, well, my opinion is we just go out there and swing it. But I got a feeling when the old man rolls the town, he's going to want to get on the range and,
it's a process.
He's one of those guys. But, it's just exciting, man. Like, so, we got the Aussie, and you got Campbell blogging a couple days ago, and there's hoops you got to go through to get everybody medically cleared, and there's certain things they got to get a physical. They got to get with the ortho if there's any pre-existing injuries. They got to do all this different stuff. NCAA rules, you got to take sickle cells test. That takes 24 to 48 hours to get results. So the goal with even him was to get him here Monday, and to even before we knew we were doing the forms, let's get you here 2 weeks before. which is about as far as we were allowed to stretch it with our school rules and everything else. But let's get you, acclimated. Dude, flew 20 hours, right? It's the other side of the world. Let's get the jet lag out of you so that we can hit the ground running. And so that, you know, that's brought some new excitement and just having, you know, I saw Caden, yesterday, and, you know, Egan and those guys, like, to say, okay, we've been away from it for about 3 weeks, which was totally needed for the guys, for the coaches. But, like, there's an excitement, right, when these guys get back together and get back to campus. So we're just trying to build that up and you know, just ratchet the whole thing up. So, the start of the school year, every time I pull into work, football's out there grinding. You can physically see 100 football guys, and you're like, okay, it's getting – you walk in the gym and volleyball's grinding, and you're like, okay, like, it's starting to feel like school's almost back. And that's a big thing. So when you're in the summertime, it's just a ghost town, and you're working, but your guys are kind of like, what are we doing, right? Like, once the school year starts and the start of the year and, you know, all the things, I know volleyball, and unfortunately we won't be here for it, but volleyball plays Wyoming Friday the 21st in an exhibition in the bank, and it'll be packed. And it's too bad our guys can't be there for, like, we'll be in Puerto Rico, but like you can start to feel like, man, there's life here, there's kids here. And then it flows into the football game, which we will be here for the 28th, right? So the first Friday night football game, and I know Friday Fest is coming out for that.
Yeah, we're going to be out on site for that bad boy, too.
It's going to be awesome. Fun. So, like, you know, getting our guys to feel like, okay, man, there's some life and activity. I think that's a big inflection point of the journey of the year to get to the point and say, man, there's some people here, and it's exciting. So we're almost to that point, and it's an exciting time.
Yeah, it seems like things are popping right now for the University of Northern Colorado on the sports side, for sure.
They're rolling, man. So, yeah, so it's just you know, it's back to it, and there's a lot of activities, a lot of things going on, a lot of moving. But, you know, we're trying to get all the groundwork done before these guys get here. I mean, it's been really busy just trying to get everything laid out so when they get here, we can just hit the ground running.
Oh, plus, you know, on the family side, you got Madden, you know, making that, you know, getting ready to probably unload and unpack up there after, what, here in a couple days?
8 weeks, yeah. So he knocked his 8 weeks out. Now, they're a little bit delayed, so he will be here until, I think, Saturday the 29th is when he moves back to Laramie.
Okay.
So he's here right now. He's actually working out with our guys, and he got on with Zach yesterday and just like, hey, so like he's enjoying, but also making sure he knows, like, hey, I got to stay in shape, and he put in a lot of work this summer. And so he's doing all that stuff, you know, while he's home. And so I'm really proud of him. But, he's back now. And, you know, so now at least to have the family around, it's cool. So we're having a good time. Avery started school today. The Wizards are back in school today.
Senior year, right?
Senior year. So, like, it is the fall is here. Yeah. It's here.
It's right here. Matt, man, thank you for joining us in the studio. This is a fun podcast.
A lot of fun.
We'll have to try to do this again if you find your way back down here. And be safe, man.
You know,
hopefully the best for that, the fire situation and everything going on there.
It's kind of trying times up there right now, especially for, you know, a lot of friends that own businesses and things like that. This is when they should be making their money for the year. Yeah. And, you know, a lot of people struggling with that, but it seems like it's starting to get maybe a little more under control, and you know, long ways to go. It'll be with us through the fall, but best wishes for all my friends in Lake City.
Yeah,
monsoons need some rains, man.
Just need rain.
Happening today out here. Hopefully, not until about 4 or 5 o'clock.
You got to get ready to go.
And even if it is monsoon, we're going to play.
You got to play
unless the lightning hits.
I love it when it's bad weather when I'm golfing, because that means not as many people are out there, and that means I can look like an idiot and not as many people will witness it. So I'm always rooting for the clouds.
I get it.
Smileys, appreciate you guys.
Thank you.
Best of luck today, and Coach, we'll game plan. We'll see you out at your neck of the woods next Tuesday.
Tuesday. Let's do it.
Let's rock and roll.
Go Bears.
The Two-Man Game Podcast is brought to you by Renaissance Insurance, Ryan Hicks.
What's up, guys? It's head coach of the Bears, Steve Smiley, and I'm honored to tell KFKA listeners all about my guy, Ryan Hicks, and Renaissance Insurance. Like basketball, there's plenty of players in the insurance game. So how do you choose the best one for you? For me, I look for character, passion, dedication, and like a star hooper, talent. Renaissance Insurance checks all the boxes and draws up the winning play every time. Let them find the perfect game plan for you. Call Ryan at 970-674-8825 or go to team-rig.com. Go Bears!